A federal judge has ruled in favor of homeowners in a long-standing dispute with the Lac du Flambeau tribe about access to roads crossing tribal lands. It's Thursday, August 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the village of Sturtevant in Racine County is considering disbanding its police department. And we'll hear about hiking on Wisconsin's urban trails. Stay with us.
You know Larry will keep things interesting.
Lori emailed to say she and her husband heard this call in their yard this weekend and they were stumped.
I've been listening to bird songs for over 40 years, and still every year I will hear something new out of a bird, but that does not ring a bell.
Rings anything. The Verizon bell to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's what, almost what it sounds like.
The Larry Mueller Show, weekdays from 11 to 1 on WPR News.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of more than 50 homeowners and the town of Lac du Flambeau in a longstanding dispute over access to roads crossing tribal lands. Danielle Kading has more.
In a 47-page order, U.S. District Judge William Conley said homeowners have a legal right to use and access four roads. The Lac du Flambeau tribe blocked the roads for weeks in 2023 after negotiations failed between the town and tribe over renewal of expired easements. Lac du Flambeau homeowner Mary Poussin says the ruling is a huge relief after living under the threat of road closures for more than 2 years.
This uncertainty has been really, really challenging. And to get this kind of relief after that amount of time, and you know, we're just really very happy about it.
The judge permanently barred the United States government and the Lac du Flambeau tribe from restricting access to the roads. A spokesperson for the tribe says it's extremely disappointed with the ruling and the tribe remains committed to protecting lands within its reservation. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The village of Sturtevant is considering disbanding its police department. The village of around 7,000 people in Racine County has 11 patrol officers in their department, but now they're considering contracting with the Racine County Sheriff's Office instead of having their own local police. Trustees say that could save them around $3.5 million over the next 5 years. Other municipalities in Wisconsin have recently outsourced law enforcement to their counties as a way to save money. Jim Palmer is the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He says local police departments are a valuable resource.
Having officers who have served the community for many years and who have those relationships, it's hard to put a value on that.
Village officials say the county sheriff's office would still patrol through Sturtevant regularly. Attorneys hoping to strike down Republican-drawn congressional voting districts want to use a process created by Republican lawmakers nearly a decade and a half ago. As Rich Kramer reports, it involves a three-judge panel to hear redistricting lawsuits.
In 2011, Republican legislators passed a law requiring the Wisconsin Supreme Court to appoint three-judge panels to hear redistricting cases. The panels have never been used, but liberal firms in two lawsuits challenging Wisconsin's U.S. House map are asking justices to set them up. Attorney Brenna Gadar of UW-Madison's State Democracy Research Initiative says there's some uncertainty about how it would work.
The statute just specifies that the Supreme Court shall do it, but it does not specify what the internal procedures of the Supreme Court are for selecting those judges.
The lawsuits come as Texas lawmakers attempt to redistrict their congressional lines to boost Republicans' chances of keeping a slim House majority next year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Universities of Wisconsin announced their offers of direct admission to nearly 34,000 high school seniors yesterday. It's the second year of the program. Students are admitted without having to apply. UW's Direct Admit Wisconsin aims to boost enrollment by offering high schoolers in the state admission based on their coursework and GPA following their junior year. Last year's cohort will start school on one of 10 campuses this fall. UW System President Jay Rothman says this year's offers drew from 155 more high schools.
There's about 9,000 more students that received direct admit letters this year compared to last year.
He says early projections show the program will yield a, quote, robust freshman class on UW campuses this fall. Coming up, a writer and naturalist provides a guide to exploring urban trails. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, last year, writer and master naturalist Andrea Debink set out to do 40 hikes throughout Dane County as research for a new guidebook called Urban Trails Madison. Along the way, she was struck by how few people would be out on some of those trails. In the guidebook, she shares what she learned about these hidden gems and offers advice for finding natural wonder in our own community. Rob Ferret of WPR's Wisconsin Today recently met up with Debink for a hike at Owen Conservation Park on Madison's west side.
What are the joys? What's the special thing about finding that local hidden gem of a trail?
I think part of it is just the surprise in seeing a place that you thought you knew in a different light. One of the biggest hidden gems for me was the Grady Tract, which is one of the hikes in my book. And, you know, I've driven past that land so many times on the Beltline, and to suddenly, you know, finally hike it and realize, wow, there's this entire world hidden within this place that I thought I knew pretty well. There was just a lot of joy in that, to realize that there's still a lot to discover in a place that you know really well.
How do you discover trails? Because like you say, you could drive by these things. There might be a tiny sign. What was the discovery process like?
Right. You know, there were parks that I had been aware of for years, but didn't realize that there were trails there that you could make a really good hike out of.
Now, in early COVID in particular, with kids looking for outdoor things to do, we did a lot of look at the map. Hey, this part's green. What is it?
Yes.
And sometimes it was great. It was like this. There's cool trails. Nobody knew about it. And sometimes it's more of a like a wildlife preserve, mainly oriented toward hunting, say, more than hiking. What kind of advanced work do you recommend people do when they trek off into that own unknown local nature area?
Yeah, you know, I've known people that have used that method as well, like look for the green spaces on the map and then go there. I would suggest before you go there, looking up to see what type of natural area it is. Because like you said, we have a lot of green spaces, a lot of natural areas, city and county owned land, but not all of it is open to the public in terms of hiking, and not all of them have access.
Do you like to go back to the same park again and again over the course of a year and see it evolve, see it change with the seasons?
Yeah, that's something that I love to do. And something that I did before I even started working on this project. One of my favorite parks in recent years to do that with is Elver Park on the west side of Madison, because for many years I lived pretty close to that park, and it was easy to just kind of walk over there and then link up to one of the hiking trails and walk through it. And it's a different park in every season, which I think is something you can say of most of our parks. Right now we're at Owen Park, and things are, you know, just growing like crazy, and the plants are so tall you can hardly see over them. You come back in the fall, come back in the winter, it's a totally different landscape. So, you know, you're always seeing something new. Yeah, so that bird we're hearing, that's a robin. The last time I was here, there were indigo buntings, and that's a call that I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. The wood peewee.
When we were out on the trail just now, Andrea, we had little sub-themes. We were trying to spot flowers and insects and birds and whatnot. Do you sometimes just set out, like today, well, I know you do guided bird tours, but on your own, do you set out to say, today I'm looking for blank?
Usually I'm looking for plants. Though I'd say the two things that I'm looking for the most would be either birds or plants, because those are the things you're going to come across most often, especially, like I said, because of the way the landscape just changes through the seasons. When it comes to plants in particular, you're always going to be seeing something different. The flowers that we're seeing right now, they're not going to be blooming in another month or so, but there'll be other things blooming that you can look at.
These purple ones here. Okay, now this is, we're going to see this everywhere, but this is bee balm or wild bergamot.
It's called bergamot because of the similar smell that it has to the wild, or not the wild, the bergamot citrus, which is used in Earl Grey tea. So actually, if you take a leaf and just kind of rub it, it smells a little bit like Earl Grey.
I don't really like Earl Grey.
Yeah,
I'll still smell it. Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Another joy I find with urban parks, parks and communities is, yes, it can be fun to be out in the middle of nowhere in nature, but there's a special kind of joy in having this pocket of nature and solitude and green in the middle of a populated area. Is that part of what appeals to you?
Yeah. The thing that I love about, you know, our parks here in Madison and the trails that I was researching is just how accessible they are in terms of, you know, they're really close to a lot of people's everyday lives and everyday orbits. You don't have to plan a big road trip to visit them or block out a whole weekend to visit them. You could stop by after work or before work or lunch break or, you know, just part of a day on a Saturday. It doesn't take a huge commitment to still experience a lot of the beauty that's here.
You can find photos from their hike on our websites and listen to the full conversation at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. And finally, of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for this Thursday. Mostly sunny, warm, and humid across the state today. High temperatures expected to top out in the mid to upper 80s, with some scattered showers and storms likely as well, mainly in the southern half of the state. That rain is expected to continue in the south overnight, otherwise humid with low temperatures in the 60s and 70s. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were John Davis and Courtney Everett. As always, have a fantastic rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.